Merry Christmas, everyone. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
We'll be reading from Luke 26, the angel appears to Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art the highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
A family hiding from the storm found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. The sleeping town, they did not know that lying in a manger low, a Savior King who had no home has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? Room in your heart and train your dreams for His glory. road is straight and the burden's light. For in his hands he holds tomorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write his story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and pray your dreams for his glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart.
Number 166, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. Okay, so here's the deal. This is the best news in the whole world. Our Savior's come. And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Okay, let's try again. I think we can do better. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. Lift it up and don't be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. All right. Amen.
Still their heavenly music flows o'er.
next reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went out to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy is yet to make you? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you
be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were taking care of their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. It will bring great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
"Here is how you will know I am telling you the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven also appeared, and they were praising God and said, "May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those he is pleased with here on earth."
Luke 2, 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds heard, returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told.
Now, if you'll turn in your hymnals to 176, Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger. Well, something that we do every single Christmas Eve is we love to do the bell choir. And then there's all these rules and whatever. But so you all, this year, you all are going to be the bell choir. And you're like, where's my bells? They're in the windowsills. So I probably don't have enough for everybody, but make sure the kids get some. Make sure the adults get some. And then, so grab a bell and bring them back to your seat.
Reading I have is Matthew 2, 1 through 12. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born the king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor, and shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them, diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed and went into their own country another way.
Shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night! Oh, what a glorious night! I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds wondered, they couldn't hide it, told everyone in sight. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on the glorious night. God came down on this glorious night. Still singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive a king. I know that love has come, singing out.
My favorite part of the Christmas story is about Simeon and Anna. And it's just thinking about these people, what they would have gone through, what they would have experienced when they finally saw the Christ child. What an incredible time of excitement. And to realize that all of your hopes, all your dreams, all your joys, everything you've been waiting for, not for months, not for weeks, not for even years, but decades, your whole life, lifetimes of people that have gone before you. And here comes Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 2, verse 22 says, when the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves and two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was the custom of the law that the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." And this lady, she's like one of the, I don't know, I wish I could meet her. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Always grow, always grow.
The Lord himself ordained this holy sacrament. He commanded his disciples to partake of the bread and wine, emblems of his broken body and shed blood. He has set this table for us, and the feast is for his disciples. Let all who have with true repentance forsaken their sins and believed in Christ unto salvation draw near to Jesus and take these emblems, and by faith partake of his life to our soul's comfort and joy. Let us remember that it is the memorial of his death and passion. It's also a token that one day he is coming again. And let us not forget that at the table with the Lord, we are one. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to this point of our service, we just pray that your presence would just descend upon us once again. God, that you would just show us today the sacrifice that you so willingly gave yourself and your own life for us. And Lord, we just thank you today that as we think of our Savior on a cross, Lord, as the crown of thorns pierced your brow, as we think of the nails that went through your hands and your feet, Lord, as we think of the suffering and agony that you went through, and God, as we read how there was in Psalm 22, it talks about the Savior on a cross. And Lord, there's a passage there that says, the bulls of Bashan encompass me. And Lord, I think that there's more that you went through in the spiritual realm than that you even did in the physical. And Lord, you did it for us. You did it for each one that is here tonight. And Lord, even if only one of us would ever have accepted your love, you still would have gone to the cross for our sins and for our salvation and for a restored relationship with you. And Lord, as each one of us partakes of these elements, I pray that we would see the drops of blood course across your brow and drip off your face. And Lord, as each drop of blood hits the ground, if each drop could speak, we could hear it say, this is the love of God given freely for the world. This is the love of God shed for the world. And Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you for Christmas. We understand that now begins the journey to the cross. And Lord, it's a bit of time between now and April. But Lord, we think of the 33 years that you lived and all that you did for us. Lord, we love you. We thank you. And God, I just pray that you'd be with us now in this moment. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're reminded in the same night that our Lord was betrayed, he broke the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me. As we come in true humility and faith, let's partake of the Holy Sacrament. The bread represents the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is broken for you. May it preserve you blameless under everlasting life. Take this, eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you. And the cup represents the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you. May it preserve you blameless unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful.
All God's people said, amen. All right, well, may God be with you through the next day as you and your family celebrate Christmas. I know for some of you, I know for my family, it's going to be a little different this year. But remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. God be with you. Merry Christmas to all of you. I am going to ask those...